My friend, I hope that you had a blessed 4th of July weekend, especially at your own church. I pray that your preacher gave it all that he had to bring forth the history behind this great land and perhaps taking it on to show why this nation was built based upon men and women who gave themselves unto God and how we have to come back to our Christian roots. Amen. Well, before we get too far away from the wonderful celebration of the 4th, and in fact, certain businesses and institutions are even celebrating this as the actual national holiday today, but perhaps you have watched in years gone by, as my family has, the fireworks display and the wonderful music from Washington, D.C., and you see that Washington Monument there in some of the shots. You may or may not know that on the aluminum cap atop the Washington Monument, there are two words, Laus Deo. No one can see these words from down below, obviously. In fact, most visitors to the monument have no idea that they're even there. For that matter, probably couldn't care less. But there they are, Laus Deo, 555 feet, 5.125 inches high, perched atop the monument to the father of our nation, George Washington. Or is it more than just to George Washington? See, overlooking the 69 square miles which comprise the District of Columbia, there is the Washington Monument, and there atop those two words, Laus Deo, two seemingly insignificant, unnoticed words out of sight and, one might think, out of mind, but very meaningfully placed at the highest point over what is the most powerful city, arguably, in the world. And what might those two words, comprised of just four syllables and only seven letters, mean? Well, very simply, Laus Deo means praise be to God. And though construction of this giant obelisk began in 1848 when James Polk was president of the United States, it wasn't until 1888 that the monument was inaugurated and opened to the public. It took 25 years to finally cap the memorial with the tribute, Laus Deo, praise be to God. From atop this magnificent granite and marble structure, a visitor can take in the beautiful panoramic view of the city with its division in four major segments, and from that vantage point, one can also easily see whether plan of the designer, Pierre-Charles L'Enfant, or divine intervention, a perfect cross imposed upon the landscape, with the White House to the north, the Jefferson Memorial to the south, the Capitol to the east, and the Lincoln Memorial to the west. A cross. Really? Well, intended to carry meaning for those who bother to notice, Laus Deo, the cross, praise be to God. Let's keep going. Within the monument itself are 898 steps, 50 different landings. As one climbs the steps of the Washington Monument, pauses at the landings, the memorial stones share a message. On the 12th landing is a prayer offered by the city of Baltimore. On the 20th is a memorial presented by some Chinese Christians. On the 24th, a presentation made by Sunday school children from New York and Philadelphia, quoting Proverbs 10:7, Luke 18:16, and Proverbs 22:6. Maybe we should say praise be to God. When the cornerstone of the Washington Monument was laid on July 4, 1848, deposited within it were many items, including the Holy Bible, presented by the Bible Society. Such was the discipline, the moral direction, the spiritual mood given by the founder and first president of this unique republic, one nation under God. My friend, what about Washington's prayer for America? Have you ever read it? George Washington's beautiful words, Almighty God, we make our earnest prayer that thou will keep the United States in thy holy protection, that thou will incline the hearts of the citizens to cultivate a spirit of subordination and obedience to government, and entertain a brotherly affection and love for one another and for their fellow citizens of the United States at large. And finally, that thou wilt most graciously be pleased to dispose us all to do justice, to love mercy, and to demean ourselves with that charity, humility, and pacific temper of mind which were the characteristics of the divine author of our blessed religion, and without a humble imitation of those whose example in these things we can never hope to be a happy nation. Grant our supplication, we beseech thee, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. My friend, Laus Deo, praise be to God. Before we get too far away from the celebration of July 4th, perhaps we ought to just thank God, praise be to God, and his promise found in Psalm 33:12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Praise be to God. Heavenly Father, we could never thank you enough for the freedoms that you have allowed us. Help those who name the name of Christ to stand up and to count the cost, what it means to speak out in love the truth of your word, that this nation, favored by you, blessed by you, would humble ourselves before you, cry out to you, repent of our wicked ways. Help me to do that, my friend listening in to do that, and each one who names the name of Christ, that the salt and the light, your people, would in fact know that you are hearing from heaven. You're forgiving our sins. You're healing our land, that we might in fact live a life where we're saying, praise be to God. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.